Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Morning Mess.
Time for another one, a staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Mandy?
Morning.
Morning.
Hi, Mandy. How are we?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. Well, we hear there's problems in paradise with your lady, Carol.
This is a lesbian.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Lesbian staycation.
So, you and Carol, how long have you guys been dating?
We've been together for 6 months, and it's been pretty good, but I have always been gay.
Relatable.
That's just been me.
You were born gay.
Right. She just been straight until me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, you know the rules. Girl, you're not supposed to do that. But okay, continue.
I know.
So she just got her her license. Okay, then.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Say it one more time for good measure.
Yes, liquor license. She's got it. I issued it to her, and she's got it.
Hello.
You know, it's mm-hmm. good. But she still talks to her ex, and who's a dude.
Oh.
And he's always checking up on her, and he acts like he's supportive. Says, like, oh, you're like my sister, and I'm your brother. Like, just weird. And
okay, that is super duper weird if they're exes.
Now, real quick, just to be clear, her ex is saying that to her or is saying that to you about, like, it's like we're sisters?
Whenever I've been around him, I've met him, like, 3-4 times. And then we had him once over in the beginning for dinner. And, like, he was all supportive and stuff. But, like, he hasn't moved on at all. They text.
Like, daily text or?
Yes, lately.
Okay, oh, so we have the ex. He hasn't left the picture. So is that why you think she's cheating? Because they just won't let go of each other?
Okay, so I borrowed her purse, and I found a condom, and I don't have a you know?
Right.
Like, what's
right.
that about?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't always clean my bags out. You know, there can be months. We've been together 6 months. You know, I've gone 6
right.
months without cleaning my bag out.
Now, did you look at the expiration date? Was it
That's
an old
I was
condom?
Wondering.
I didn't even think to do that.
Yeah, just in case. I mean, if it's an old condom that was there when she was messing with dudes back in the day.
Right.
Could be that.
I don't think so.
So obviously you think she's still messing with probably her ex then.
I hope she's not. But yeah, I feel like she is.
Hmm.
Okay.
I mean, that's enough said. So we're going to call your girlfriend up then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's call your girl Carol up. We're going to offer a free romantic hotel stay and ask her that one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Obviously, we hope she says your name, Mandy, and not... What was her ex's name? What was his name?
Ken.
Ken? Okay. Well, if we ask who she wants to put on the reservation, she said Ken or Kenneth or whatever the hell it is. Obviously, she's messing with her old boyfriend, and at that point, you can confront her on that, okay, Mandy?
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, need her number from you. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a lesbian staycation set
up. Oh, my God.
Happening up next. Oh, your morning mess. Okay, the morning mess. We're back with a staycation set up. We spoke to Mandy moments ago when she let us know she's afraid of her girlfriend cheating on her. That's why I said girlfriend. Okay, then.
Oh, my God.
So here's the thing. She has been gay her whole life. She knew what she was from the womb, and she's going to take it to the tomb. Now, her girlfriend, Carol, just earned that liquor license not too long ago. She used to date men. Now, Mandy, borrowing her girlfriend's purse to go out, found a what in her purse, Mandy?
A condom.
Now, you think something might be up because she still talks to her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, and I don't have a...
Okay.
Correct.
And, right, and not to get into too many details, but you don't use condoms in your relationship with her, because there's still a possibility.
Sometimes you don't know where your thumb has been, so.
No.
What's more weird, aside from the condom, is how close she still is with her ex. So I get why you're very suspicious here.
Yeah, something's not right. I don't know what it is, but she needs to choose.
She needs to choose. Okay. Well, that's what we're here for. What we're going to do is call your girlfriend, Carol, offer a free romantic staycation, ask her who she wants to put on that reservation. Obviously, we hope she says your name, Andy, but if she blurts out that name, Ken, or any other name, because Ken's her ex-boyfriend's name, right?
Yeah.
Then she has explaining to do, and we'll give you our show at that point, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Absolutely. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Carol?
Yeah, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. So you've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite, adding in a honeymoon package, and I was calling just to confirm details. But I also wanted to congratulate you on your winning.
No. This is some kind of scam. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
1 second, please, Carol. I want to assure you this isn't a scam. We're offering this to you in hopes of getting a review in return.
I know what these things are. Like, you're just a f***ing low-life scammer. Like, this, I know what this is. Like, no.
Would it help at all if I could confirm details with you? Like, we can go through the reservation and I can send you an email with all of the details. I promise there's no deposits, fees, or taxes with the stay. Because we just opened here a few weeks ago, we're offering this to you in hopes of you helping us build our presence online by getting those reviews on Google and Yelp.
I don't have to give you a credit card or anything?
That is correct, ma'am. Again, unless you decide to get room service, I won't even need that information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So if everything is good, I'm going to press forward with the reservation. I have a few questions that I need to get answered. It's really simple, Carol. Now, because this is a free romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note addressed to your guest of honor. And to add that little extra touch to it, I wanted to give you a moment to think about that and just let me know when you're ready.
Just put, I've missed you.
I've got that written down. My next question for you, Carol, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? Your guest's full name is needed for us to continue.
Just put Ken.
Damn.
Oh, f*** you, Carol.
So, Carol, we legally have to let you know you're live on the radio right now.
What?
Yeah, we're the Morning Mess. Your girlfriend Mandy's on the line.
Are you serious?
It's not what you... Honestly, it's not what you think.
Well, then explain what it is.
Well, I don't know. You know what? There's nothing wrong with liking men and women both. Like,
what?
Obviously, there isn't. You probably want to tell your girlfriend. It sounds like you're a bisexual. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, my God.
Because you be lying. You be lying on your back, your front, with a man, with a woman.
You are a liar.
Okay.
Bisexual.
Okay. No, I mean, whatever. It only happened a few times, and I'm really sorry.
A few times?
Damn.
Oh my God.
I'm really sorry. Can we talk about this?
There's nothing to talk about. Wow.
So let's calm down, ladies. So here we are. All right, Mandy, you wanted the confirmation if she was seeing her ex-boyfriend. She is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Carol, would you want to try to work on the relationship with Mandy, or are you both over it?
Well, I want to talk about this.
Nothing to talk about.
Carol, do you want to be with Mandy or do you want to be with your ex-boyfriend, Ken?
Well, I'm really sorry. I just want to talk about this, like, not with other people.
There's nothing to talk about. I don't mess with people like you.
I mean, we do have counseling services that we can offer for you. Both or individually, depending on how you want to go about things. I know in the heat of the moment, sometimes emotions can die down later on and maybe you can have second thoughts about
that. Give her my sessions so she can figure out who she is.
Okay, thank you for all of that. Can we just talk about this? Not like
Carol, how many times do you got to ask? Mandy doesn't say she's interested. If you have something to say, you should probably say it now.
Well, I'm just really sorry. That's all. I'm just really sorry.
Are you actually sorry or you're just sorry you got caught?
I'm really sorry. What? I'm really sorry. I gotta go. I'm gonna go.
Did she just hang up?
She hung up.
Mm. Oh.
Mandy, you there?
Yeah.
If you didn't catch it, she was really sorry.
This is...
That sucks, Mandy. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to know. This, it hurts but like I'd rather know than not know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
There's other fish in the sea.
Yeah.
Keep her purse. So. Don't give it back.
Don't worry about that. I don't know what anybody is saying. All I know is that we have counseling services that we can offer for you. And whenever you are ready, I know a few spots where a lot of the girls who happen to like girls like to go.
Hello, can I go?
No.
I can't go to that. You're okay.
Right. That sounds good.
Okay.
Sure it does. Sometimes you got to risk it for the lesbian biscuits. What kind of girls do you like? Just in case I know one.
I like the girly girls, dark-haired girls.
Okay. Oh,
of course.
Sounds like our very own Carla.
Who are honest?
Who are honest? Well, yes. Never mind.
Oh. Hey. Don't do that.
Never mind. I was about to introduce you to my friend Carla.
Don't
but...
do that.
Gosh.
I mean, she's cheated. She's tells she's cheated.
And she was honest about it.
Person.
Okay. Well, hold on right there. I'm gonna give you the first four digits of Carla's phone number. You have to figure out the last three. Okay.
Seven.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.